Now to our feature guest. Laurie Williams is a luthier. He makes guitars, painstakingly custom-building guitars, ukuleles and violins, using some of the native timbers from the Northland region where he is based, including kauri. He has found through trial and error that certain native woods have a remarkable sound when used in these instruments. They are also beautiful artistic creations. You can see some images of Laurie's guitars and his workshop on our website, radionz.co.nz/9to-noon. Laurie Williams is also one of the subjects of a new documentary to screen at the New Zealand International Film Festival. It is called Song of the Kauri, and is looking at the history and really a tribute to the Kauri tree. Laurie Williams' passion for guitar making came after he realised that the career he had planned was not what he wanted to do.
It was something that dawned on me quite suddenly when I was around about 24 or 25 or even later, after I'd finished university and applied maths degree and teacher's college, and realised, my goodness, I don't want to do that. And I started looking for other ways of making a living. So in a way, it was a coincidence or chance, if you like. I stumbled across it, and a light bulb went on, and I thought, well, this is something I'd really love to do. I had the idea, and then it was about pursuing that, and that took many, many years after that. But I'd have to say it was within, it would probably be a couple of months between the first idea that I had and actually registering a limited liability company and starting in business.
That is extremely fast progress.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
When you say that you had the idea, in what form? Did you see someone doing it? How did the idea spark?
Well, it was that. I did meet someone who repaired musical instruments, and they made them on a custom basis. And I met that person at their house and saw some of their work. And that's where the idea suddenly leapt into my head. And I said, well, I've been looking for something to do. I know I can do that. I'd love to do that. So let's do that. And I told my wife and later on mother and other family members. They all thought I was mad or crazy or both. And we pursued it. And 20 years later, here we are.
What was it that so appealed about what you'd seen, and why did it register so quickly with you? Was it the physicality of it, the working with wood or tools or something else?
Well, I had always worked with tools myself. My father had a garage full of tools. He was a carpenter. And my brother and I often took over, if you like, used tools that we weren't supposed to. Sometimes got in trouble, but we did it anyway. And we got quite good at making things. So I have always had that in the blood, if you like. And I hadn't been faced with luthiery as an occupation before. And all of a sudden, it was an option, and it was one I decided I'd like to take.
You're not just making something, you are making an instrument with all the precision that is required for it to be a musical instrument. And one would imagine that's not a simple thing to do. How did you learn?
No, it's not a simple thing, and I still to this day do not consider it simple. I am obviously a lot better at it than I was 20 years ago, but it's still a challenge, and that's partly why I love it and will continue to love it. How did I learn? Some people say I'm self-taught. I don't like that phrase. I don't think anyone is self-taught. I learned from books. I learned from people who had knowledge and experience, not necessarily in the craft of luthiery, but in craft general, generally with tools, chisels, planes, just people who had knowledge about working with wood. And so you pick up knowledge wherever you can, and I devoured it when I came across it. And of course, then you have the aspect of, well, just get out there and do it. So I built right from the word go, and not all of them were successful. And I gradually learnt, you could say, by trial and error. It's not something the educators of today like, that phrase, but it's actually quite constructive. Because you learn... Well, let's just go back a bit. A lot of the luthier craft has been around for, you know, hundreds of years, and many people have traditional woods they use, and they have, if you like, a recipe that they can build to, knowing the properties of those few traditional woods. When I started building, I was more interested in pursuing some of our native timbers. And of course, if you're going to build a cake with different recipes, you need to combine them differently as well. You need to approach it differently. So whereas I could go and get a book out of the library and make a really nice spruce top rosewood Bakken size guitar from the word go, and a lot of people who are good with their skills, their hand skills and tools could do that, it's different when you start messing around with the timbers. So I learned a heck of a lot by doing that. That's what I'm trying to say. My education, because I was forced to do that with native timbers, in the end, I learned more about the fundamentals of musical instrument making than some people would simply going through a class, if you like, and getting some, 6 weeks or a month or a year of formal training. Because it's so locked in, a lot of the thinking that we have.
And you were working literally, you were breaking new ground. It's interesting, it's not just about the appearance or the sturdiness or the beauty, it is about the sound. Yes. And different woods make different sounds.
They do.
Why was it the native timbers in which you began to explore the making of guitars? It would have been easier perhaps to have followed what was already known. Why was it the natives that particularly attracted you?
Well, I did start with traditional woods, and I have used traditional woods and continue to use them. But I very early diverged into the native timbers because a number of reasons. One was, if I was going to make a business of this, then we had to make that business an export business. The New Zealand market is simply not large enough to sustain a luthier in New Zealand. Most luthiers spend a lot of their time doing repairs and maintenance, but I wanted to build. So how do you support yourself like that? You have to export. So then the problem is, well, how am I going to export instruments with German and other European spruce tops and rosewood back and sides when these materials are they're not a dime a dozen, but they're ubiquitous in the high end market overseas. So I wanted a point of difference. So that's one incentive to get into the native timbers. The other one is that I live here and I was aware of some of the native timbers, and I wanted to experiment and explore. I like the idea of the challenge. I like the idea of presenting people with something that they're not used to seeing.
How did you source the cowries? Different to come by these days.
Very hard, very hard. My first introduction to any cowry that actually sounded good, and I should mention that a lot of cowry I wouldn't use for the tops, but I found and bought an old demolished beam that was recycled from an old house. I bought it thinking I might make it into some furniture. And so I was after a lovely golden brown colour of the cowry that we're used to. The beam was all oxidised. I couldn't see much from that and or painted. When I got it home, I planed it and was quite shocked to discover how white and pale it looked. And so immediately just threw it in the back of the workshop and left it there for a number of years. Well, it wasn't until I started sampling lots of different native timbers that I sampled this beam. And in the course of that, I discovered a surprisingly good characteristics tonally that this particular beam of cowry had. And then I knew I was onto something. So then, yes, the problem is, okay, where do I get more of this? It has to be quarter sawn. The grain orientation has to be a particular way. So it's not easy to get, even when you find some. So I had a friend, a fourth generation sawmiller, and so he managed to supply me with a certain amount of timber.